U.S. assistant attorney found dead in San Diego federal office, he was a beacon of light. By Amy Furr on August 21, 2026. 48-year-old U.S. assistant attorney Andrew Hayden was found dead Wednesday in a federal building in San Diego, California. Police discovered his body inside an office at the Edward J. Schwartz Federal Building and have since said they do not suspect foul play. The New York Post reported Friday, noting he had been reported missing hours before the discovery. In a statement, Southern District U.S. Attorney Adam Gordon said it was one of the darkest days in our office's history. But there was nothing dark about Andrew Hayden's life. He was a beacon of light, full of laughter, friendship, integrity, and an unwavering commitment to serving our community, he added. We will honor his life and legacy by carrying his light forward, today and always. Hayden was a nationally recognized trial advocacy instructor who joined the Southern District of California in 2010. According to the National Institute for Trial Advocacy. The site reads. He has prosecuted cases in a variety of subject matter areas, including violent crime, racketeering, drug trafficking, immigration offenses, child exploitation, cyberstalking, and firearms offenses. During that time, Andrew has conducted more than 24 jury trials. Andrew received his JD from the University of San Diego School of Law and his BA from Stanford University. Prior to law school, Andrew served as a surface warfare officer in the United States Navy for 5 years, which included 2 overseas deployments in support of Operations Enduring Freedom, Iraqi Freedom, and Joint Task Force Liberia. Hayden also led the Violent Crimes and Human Trafficking Section in the Criminal Division, per TMC. Hayden was reportedly married and had 2 children, according to People. Prosecutors, judges and defense attorneys all paid tribute to Hayden following his death, the article stated. Southern District of California Chief Judge Cynthia Bichant told the Union Tribune that his death is a loss for everyone, describing him as well-loved and well-respected.